Chapter 11. The Shagri Inn. Lady Marguerite and Sir Andrew arrived in Dover a few hours later. Lady Marguerite tried to be calm, but it was very difficult.
"Will we get to Calais before Chauvelin? Will we be in time?" she asked Sir Andrew repeatedly.
Sir Andrew went to the port and found a ship to take them to France. They left Dover soon after that, and several hours later they arrived in France. Nobody in Calais was surprised to see an English lady with her servant. In those days, lots of business people crossed the Channel, and travellers to Europe often started in Calais, so nobody paid any attention to them. Fortunately, Sir Andrew knew Calais well. He took Lady Marguerite across the town, and then through many dark, narrow streets to the Shagri Inn. They knocked on the door. After a few minutes, an old man opened it and took them into the inn. The Shagri was a small, dirty place with dark walls and old furniture. In the corner, an old woman with long grey hair and dirty old clothes sat making soup over an open fire. Lady Marguerite was very happy that she was not alone.
"This lady is trying to find an old friend," Sir Andrew said to the proprietor. "Has a tall, elegant English gentleman been here recently?"
"Yes, today," answered the old man.
"Where is he, do you know?" asked Sir Andrew. "We want to see him."
"He's gone out," replied the proprietor. "He went to find a horse and cart, but I know that he's coming back later, because he ordered me to make his supper."
The proprietor turned to the old woman.
"Come with me," he said. "The soup is ready, and there's other work for you."
Then he left the room. Lady Marguerite felt better.
"Sir Percy will be here soon," she said, smiling, "and we've arrived before Chauvelin."
Sir Andrew was less optimistic.
"I didn't want to tell you before," he said to her, "but I saw Chauvelin in Dover when I went to find a ship. He was dressed as a priest, but I recognized him. I heard him discussing the price of a ship with another man. He probably left England less than an hour after us."
Lady Marguerite hid her fear.
"I must be strong," she thought. "The Scarlet Pimpernel is brave and intelligent. He has been in many dangerous situations. He'll know what to do."
A little later, Sir Andrew decided to try and find Sir Percy.
"You mustn't stay here alone," he said to Lady Marguerite. "Somebody might come in and see you."
They looked round the room. In one corner, there were a few steps with an old curtain at the top. Behind it, Sir Andrew found a small room.
"This is a good place to hide," he said. "You'll be safe."
He brought her something to drink. Then he helped her up the stairs. Lady Marguerite relaxed a little. From her hiding place, she could see and hear everything in the bigger room, but nobody could see her. Sir Andrew left the inn. About 15 minutes later, she heard footsteps. Her heart beat faster. Why was Sir Andrew returning so quickly? Or was it Sir Percy?